this is the Bus Stop Diaries. Of course, for those of you who've been watching this every week, you know that we're on Spotify, we're on YouTube. In fact, we're everywhere. We're everywhere. And that's why I've been watching all of the conversations going on and what's been trending, especially on social media. And let's go back to Tuesday. But before we do that, I need to tell you that I've got colleagues joining us. Felicia, and we have Aben on the side. We'll tell you about what's going to happen shortly, but the Bus Stop Strengths is always on YouTube. We have Spotify. We have a whole number of platforms for those of you who want to catch us on TuneIn. You have the freedom of doing so. If you want to join us on Google Podcasts, you also have the opportunity. Amazon Podcast as well, and on all Apple platforms, you also have the opportunity to be on the Bus Stop Strengths. And that's why we are here to bring you this week's edition. My name is Blessed Sugar, and of course, let's go right into our conversation for this week. Guys, how are we? I know you guys are raising up for the fire, but I'm asking how your week has been, Aben.
Not bad. Can't complain much. It is what it is.
But you look like Nkrumah Farm. Felicia, yeah, hold on. I know you have the fire ready. Okay, guys, so yeah, I'm sure on social media, many of you might have seen that video. But let's go back to Tuesday, because on Tuesday, the governing New Patriotic Party decided to do the official unveiling. That's how they call it, the official unveiling of the running mate to the mate himself, who's now aiming to be the driver. So our Vice President, Dr. Mahmoud Bamia, now has a running mate going into the 2024 general elections. And that's our Energy Minister, Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh. And he's been challenging another doctor, a doctor that's not currently alive. But we need to talk about it. So for those of you who do not know about the story, on Tuesday when he was unveiled, of course, as Ketsi demands, we know that Mensah Palace is, you know, the heartbeat of the Ashanti region. So, yes, because of paying respects, we had to go to the Otumfo as a nation to say, oh, your son, your grandson, will now become potentially the Vice President of the Republic. And that's why we're bringing him to the Ashanti region to unveil him. That's what the NPP says. Yeah. So afterwards, there was the grand opening, the first opportunity for Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh to speak to the nation. And when he had the opportunity, he stoked another debate there by saying that ever since independence, 1957. Yeah. Guys, I hope you're listening.
Yes. Yeah.
Ever since 1957, we've never had a president that has championed development as much as President Akufo-Addo. Not even, and I'm using that in quotes, not even the first president of our republic, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. But for those of you who want to hear how the tree rendition went, Aben is here, so Aben will help us do that. Aben, let's give a sense of what happened on Tuesday.
Yeah, so I mean, that's just what you said. Yeah. But I think that sometimes it's the tonation. Mm-hmm. And also how you say it.
Okay.
Because the debate, I think it's not the first time anybody is even, somebody in the MPP is saying this. But I think the way he said it, okay, it's a bit concerning.
Let's get it right. If you're speaking to it, do you have a certain tone that you must have, you know, when speaking? Or you know?
Well, I think that it applies to even not just tree. I mean, even in English, I mean, sometimes you may say something and your tonation may cause a different interpretation of what you're trying to say.
Because, or say, a few seconds. Yes, let's go.
So, I mean, it goes like, okay, mm-hmm. From 1957, we seen there. Obi Odi development, Aba Ghana, Pa, any Akufo-Addo.
Okay.
Munkruma no Krampo no. And then I think he was even trying to mention other names. Then he just skipped to something else. And so, if you even pay attention
to the video,
it actually affects everybody else, because if you say nobody, mm-hmm. and even including Nkrumah.
Yes.
It means that even it covers everyone. Kufo. Atamels, and even Kufo, who is an MPP one. It technically covers everyone, you know. And for me, would I say I was surprised? Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of excuses that people are making for him as well, especially his spokespersons. And I listened to one political scientist and he was like, maybe in the moment of the ecstasy, mm-hmm. because He was excited. Yeah. And if you heard him, he said, I'm a very happy man. And then and you know, in the midst of the ecstasy, you could actually go off and say some things you were like, maybe not supposed to say. But then that excuse doesn't make sense now, because a day after that, he met another chief in the Western region. And he went to defend what he said.
He says, if you tell the truth, right? He says, if you tell the truth, people will dislike you and feel that you are arrogant.
They will describe you as disrespectful.
If you lie, everyone is clapping for you.
Yeah.
That's what he says.
Yeah, that's what he said, of course. I mean, that's an argument others have made. That, well, in Ghana, sometimes people misconstrue confidence to be arrogance.
Yeah.
I mean, there's that fine line. There's that problem in Ghana. Let's face it. I mean, even amongst ourselves, you can find your colleagues thinking you are too new just because you are a bit straightforward in your thinking, your intelligence. Those things are there.
Yeah.
But also, those things do not really take away what we know a person to be in terms of their witnesses.
So, Felicia, what's the most offensive part of his entire speech? Is it the Munkruma na na se, you know, what's really the problem about that?
Well, that. And even the fact that he was able to dare to bring that. Look, this is not the first time Napo has said that. Mm-hmm. When he was education minister, he said it. We ignored because we assumed that, they are happy about free SHS and all that.
Yeah.
We just allowed it to go. But after going to see Otunfo, him advising you, and you knowing the perception that people have about you, we are assuming that when he comes out, he'll be a different person. He'll speak, you know, with a little more caution than how how he used to speak. Because mind you, he's not just a minister anymore. He's a running mate who would be a potential vice president should the MPP...
Would we have had a different, you know, reaction if the case was, Mumfa... Mu NDC and I say Mu Rollins Nebra and Mu JM Nebra. Because it's just Nkrumah.
No, that is acceptable. Yeah. Even the time and the season cry, it's not even right. You can't be comparing those two people. And Nkrumah was years ago. We've allowed MPP to be comparing themselves to NDC, who even left office 8 years ago. We allow it, we entertain it. We find it to be okay, because who should you compare yourself with? You can't compare yourself with Kufuor. Mm-hmm. So who do you have? Mahama. Is allowed. But when you go to that extent where now you want to go beyond your immediate battle to other people who have done more than you and I both know your party has done, then we have an issue. Because it is not just about his donation. It's about the person that he was talking about. And even if it wasn't Nkrumah and it was somebody else who brought us independence and brought us that amount of development and all that, I feel like Ghanaians would have still spoken up. So it's not just because it is Nkrumah. It is about what he has done and what he has brought on board. You know for a fact and that we are not in the times that the country is going through a lot of challenges. If you keep saying that your Nanadu, and I'm using your because he said your Nkrumah, so we are the your Nkrumah, which makes him his president, his Nanadu. So if he's saying that his Nanadu has brought about that much level of development, then it should be reflecting for all of us to see. But people are still, we are still having challenges. We just recently went to IMF. Yeah. People are struggling to let them defend what they claim they have used this money for, that for, and all that. So the atmosphere itself is already tense for you to add that. Yeah. And Napo should understand that that statement destroyed the beauty of a ceremony. For somebody that they've just selected you as a mate, you could have used that platform to even preach unity, to even preach what you want to bring and all that. But you've destroyed that beauty. Now nobody is talking about what happened on that day and what you said. It's like everybody has even forgotten all the other things that you said, and they are concentrating on just this. And another point that I want to make is that, look, Napo should understand that Bawumia has told us there's something like mate and driver. So in this sense, if Bawumia becomes president and he becomes a driver, Napo becomes a mate. He can't be talking anyhow to a driver. And a driver is Nkrumah. Nkrumah drove us to independence. So if Napo is saying that he's a mate and he knows that he's going to be the mate, then he should put some respect on drivers. If he respects Bawumia, And Otunfo asked him to give Baumia that respect. If he respects Baumia as his driver and that he's a mate, then he should respect another driver like Nkrumah.
Okay. Guys, I need to say a big hello to Kojo Yangsin because he's been trending a lot. He's a good friend of Dr. Matthew Opoku Prempeh. So, Kojo, wherever you are, we know you are watching. Today is not your day. Today is for Eben. So, Eben, let's go on. Let's look at, you know, the advice from the Otunfo. Because Otunfo said something that was very instructive. He says, do not make Baumia regret his decision.
Yeah.
Do you think that possibly might be happening to Baumia now? I mean, just looking at the man again and saying, did I go in for the right mate?
Well, I'm not a prophet, so I can't tell the future.
Yeah.
But at least I can just look into the future, what it could probably look like. Mm-hmm. You know, but in tree we say something, Obayansa for Yebunebe. It means that in English, you say a wise child
yeah.
is spoken to in proverbs, not in plain words. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that Otunfo spoke in proverbs to a wise child. And what he spoke in proverbs, he expects his grandson
to
understand. And somebody says something that, who advises a humble man publicly to be humble? You are humble.
That's deep.
Yeah. Why should humble? I advise you? Because Otunfo said the things he was saying, he has told him in private already.
Yeah.
He had to repeat it in public. Because you see, don't forget that Nana's integrity is also on the line.
Mm. Yeah.
So whatever he says, he need to let you know that me too no for them, but me san kawabium. I'll repeat it. So those the comments of the advice itself is actually deep. And if you are deep, you understand that indeed. Nana, of course,
was cautioning this.
Was cautioning. Mm. He knows what he has heard and he knows what he knows. But you see, the grandson, to me, good animals will be dreaming.
Yeah.
But so too no for. But I think that anybody who is deep enough knows that what the man said could do something. But also, I think that one thing I want to say is that I understand touching Nkrumah, you've touched the pulse of the nation.
Yeah.
It's understandable.
Yeah.
It goes beyond CPP. In fact, even the CPP now, they technically, they're almost dead, technically. But then, if you touch Nkrumah, it affects all of us, whether we are CPP or not. It affects everybody.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this is a man that you can't really compare.
Yeah.
A man called the man of the millennium, 100 years. The man who has probably more books written about him as a leader in Africa than anyone else. I mean, you can't even go there. But also, we need to understand that there's a history. That's what the people need to understand.
Yeah.
There's a history between the tradition MPP. That MPP came from, which is the UP tradition.
Yeah.
And what the role they played whilst Nkrumah was alive.
Yeah.
And what it is believed. Yeah. Those who are the Nkrumah people believe that these guys, this UP tradition that gave birth to MPP, are the ones that destroyed
But why are we not even looking at...
And always understand that these things will come between MPP, CPP. It's been something that's there.
But we're not, when that comes up, I feel we're not paying attention to the detail, right? We didn't bring Nkrumah. It was the UP that brought Nkrumah. Mm-hmm. And that's an interesting angle we should be looking at. We didn't go and choose this genius in the US. It was the UP, the same UP, that told us that Nkrumah, you know, was a great guy somewhere. Let's bring him first of all to the UP, and then he left the UP, right?
But
of course, I mean, that's even the history we may not even want to go through. But you know,
it's fact.
Yeah, but you see, even the point is, Felicia, one thing I want to say is that.
No, but that's the fact.
Of course, it's the fact. What I'm saying is that even if you want to debate the thing about Nkrumah's
achievement. So it's not our Nkrumah. That's the point I'm trying to make.
But eventually,
it's not our Nkrumah.
So it is even your Nkrumah.
Yeah, it's your Nkrumah.
So it's your Nkrumah.
Eventually, they disowned him.
But then again,
you brought him.
Nkrumah, this whole Nkrumah being separated from the MPP and they trying to, the UP, and they trying to make him stand alone, that he didn't do this alone. There were others and all that. Didn't used to be an issue till Akufo-Addo, you know, sometimes he goes to a place, he says something, and then he drops hints and all that that it's not just about Nkrumah, it's just about, you know.
Right.
So I understand that people who are more aligned with Akufo-Addo want to go in that lane with him. We get it.
Yeah.
You are happy. There's UP, and then there's the different groups or people that came together to do that. We get it. But we should also understand that even saying you're Nkrumah, Nkrumah was for all of us.
They brought Nkrumah to us again.
He's even more you're Nkrumah than ours. We understand.
Okay, so let's settle the debate in a minute each for both of you.
Okay.
Eben, Nanado, or Nkrumah any day.
No, no, please. I think that it's there's no comparison. I mean, you see, somebody will tell you that, you know what, this one is just political talk on a campaign platform. Let it slide because it doesn't have any gravitas. It cannot stand any debate on any day.
Oh,
I mean, you see, let Napo not pretend that he knows Nkrumah better than all of us, because most of us, we all read about Nkrumah, this generation.
Oh, yeah.
Nkrumah was born in 1909. Mm-hmm. Per my analysis, mm-hmm. Napo now is 56 years.
Mm-hmm.
When Napo was born in 1968, he was 4 years old when Nkrumah died.
Mm-hmm.
So he cannot pretend that
he knows him more than
no. You were 4 years when Nkrumah. If you do the, if you deduct 1968 from 1972 that Nkrumah died, Napo was 4 years when Nkrumah was born.
Yeah.
So he cannot pretend that he lived in Nkrumah.
No, Napo was 4 years when Nkrumah died.
No. When Nkrumah died. He was 4 years when Nkrumah died. So he should not tell her. Everything he's trying to claim.
Yeah.
It's also what he also read. And if it's the same thing that we all read, then we can say that Akufo-Addo cannot match Nkrumah on any day. And I can tell you that in the closet of the MPP,
they know,
they will be disappointed that he made that comment.
And you know, even the president himself, because the president has granted interviews on several occasions indicating how he recalls growing up on the laps of Nkrumah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I've heard that. Yeah. I've heard the president say that. Yeah. So When you say your Nkrumah, once again, I feel it's our Nkrumah.
I don't even think we should compare Nkrumah to Akufo-Addo because currently and in the minds of people, Akufo-Addo is even struggling to your friend is saying meet the achievements of Mahama who just left.
Oh really?
Oh yes. When it comes to currently, Akufo-Addo is struggling. When they take some of his achievements and they take the achievements of Mahama, it's like people are still debating it.
Yeah.
So let's stick to that one. You are most likely to win, which is Mahama. Mm-hmm. Let's respect yourself. Let's respect ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's almost election, and then we are now deciding who to vote for. Don't bring this your ancestors into the discussion when your predecessor, you've not even conquered him. That is the advice.
Do you want Napo to apologize? Let's go, guys.
Oh, for Napo is not going to apologize. Yeah. And I'm even also going to drag his spokesperson in it because we were actually expecting him to apologize. And then he ended up defending, which gave Napo
was
the
he really
right.
Defending? He says, well, the intention
he was
is
being
not to,
subjective. Yeah, not yes. to, and not that to is what gave Napo what the right to go back again, to go and defend it. Because if my spokesperson is defending, that means indeed I did something right. And once he has said it once, twice, there's no way he's going to take it back. So Napo is not going to apologize. But we expecting him to do better.
Right.
We are watching him. That's what we want Napo to know.
And Eben, did you watch the reaction of Chairman Wontumi when you know
I was saying,
people going back to the video.
I didn't notice, but I'm sure many of them will be disappointed.
They were shocked.
Yeah, I'm sure many of them will be disappointed.
You know, he changed his posture.
I don't expect an apology
over what was being said.
I don't expect an apology.
Do you expect Napo to apologize?
No, I don't expect that because you see, don't forget that an apology will be a major statement on what we have perceived to be Napo's character. Do you get it? One, he's been perceived to be arrogant. Mm-hmm. Two, he's been perceived to be a loose talker. Now, he has gone to talk loosely. Coming to apologize now, technically, you confirm that, we said it. And in fact, yesterday, a political scientist said, I pity his spokespersons because they will do a lot of damage control.
Yeah.
Because this guy will probably go on and on.
I don't think he should be speaking without a script. So please, from now on, they should give him something. They should write it down for him. We are not saying they should treat him like a child, but they should put something over his mouth. I don't know anything that will be able to see.
COVID is
through.
Gone, so we don't have.
I know, right?
COVID is gone. I'm sorry. COVID
they should give him something that will just be able to sieve through some of the statements that he will make and all that, because this is an election season. And he should know that if Bawumia doesn't win the election, they are going to blame part of it on him too, because you are doing this together. Mm. So he shouldn't give people the platform opportunity to say that, it was because you came on board as a running mate and you didn't know how to speak and all that. That's why Bawumia lost. Because Bawumia has a lot of nanso. So don't let it be as if you are his major nanso. That's the point.
And just before we go finally, what do you expect, the political opponents to be doing about this? What we see, which is expected of them, is the usual attack, right, on Napo. Why shouldn't this be an opportunity for us to just go back to our history and what he says, even?
Well, I think that history will always be debated, mm-hmm. whether you like it or not. I mean, that's the reality. And Nkrumah, there are people who still today, mm-hmm. no matter the celebration of Nkrumah at the global mm-hmm. level,
they would never.
They still would not stand for Nkrumah. Mm-hmm. I mean, those mm-hmm. are things you mm-hmm. cannot change. Mm-hmm. But you see,
but it's that national those are debate opinions, not settled,
of course.
By the way.
But also, there are facts you know, yeah. you cannot move away. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because today, after so many years, mm-hmm. that most of us, we are now experiencing, even we are benefiting yeah. from things that Nkrumah mm-hmm. did yeah. so many years ago. Yeah. So for yeah. me, I will always revere him. And those are things you cannot change. And we can't change people's opinions.
Yeah. Yeah.
This can be an opinion too.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so we can't make too much noise besides yeah. expressing our opinions yeah. about it. That's yeah. all.
Felicia?
Well, I wanted to end with a final point that I mm-hmm. made, that we are watching NAPO. We agree with what Otunfor said. He shouldn't let the perception, because people say he's arrogant. Mm-hmm. He is saying he's not arrogant. Right. Now we've heard, we've given you a clean slate or a new platform. Mm-hmm. You are not just a politician. You are a potential vice president. That is a huge deal. That is a big deal. Mm-hmm. And you should know how you talk. Like, it's important for us that our vice president will speak in a way that will not bring so much anger among the people. We are going through a lot of stress already. We need somebody who even tried to bring down our emotion. So we need NAPO to tone down on how he talks. His spokesperson, those who put his script and everything together, they have a lot of work to do mm. because we know that he is this. But he's saying he is not this. And we are ready to accept that he is not and give him the opportunity. This last few months to the election is a good platform for him to even come back and introduce himself to the public that, oh, what you've thought about me was wrong. But always defending some of the things that you do is wrong. I mean, a simple I'm sorry could have ended this.
I'm looking at the CV again of Dr. NAPO or Dr. Matthew Pokupre. When the NPP introduced him and they're like, this guy went to the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology.
Isn't it not funny?
So, I mean, when that comes to mind, even the point about the impact of the man we're talking about, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, I mean, this is an African personality.
Is he really the
greatest of all time, as, you know, proponents would want us to look at him as?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I mean, Nkrumah had his fault.
Okay.
Some mm-hmm. even agree that instead of him concentrating on Ghana, mm-hmm. he was even more concerned about, saving.
The entire African continent.
Exactly. So it took his attention off, and that if he had that mindset of doing more for us, he could have done more than mm-hmm. he did. So Nkrumah had his few faults here and there. There were a few policies that he also had that people didn't agree with. Mm-hmm. That's okay. We are not saying that he's perfect or he's the greatest, but we are saying that between him and Akufo-Addo, yeah. he is.
Eben?
I think we shouldn't compare. I think that for as long as we are here, in the last century, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who else has matched him. Maybe the one to match Nkrumah probably has not come up yet as a leader.
Yeah.
But I mean, or even on the African stage, Charlie, I mean, let's not even go there. I mean, let's not go there.
Okay.
If you can't beat them, join them. But don't try to denigrate their works. It's terrible. I mean, let's not go that way.
Okay. Direct messages to NAPO. Offer NAPO is listening to us right now. What would you want him to do, Felicia?
Mr. NAPO. Mm-hmm. Please, I salute you. Me and my Nkrumah, we greet and salute. but congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations on your selection. We know how hard you've worked and all that. And I can just imagine the effort that you put into making sure that this whole doomsday and everything was solved so that you could be selected. I mean, this is a huge deal. So congratulations. We are happy for you. You are happy and we are happy for you. We can't wait to see what you bring on board, because then again, you did something in the education ministry. You've done a few things in the energy, which, I mean, I don't want to go there because I just want to congratulate you. So congratulations, and we look forward to more engagement, either with the media or with the people as you go on your campaign tours around the country.
Amen.
Well, I really don't have anything to say. I mean,
no advice for him.
No, except the congratulations. You see, I won't waste my time advising because, I mean, I'm not wiser than Otunfo.
Yeah.
I mean, he gave the greatest of advice. Yeah. And even that.
So you're saying he didn't?
We know, we've seen how it has turned out. So I'm not the one to. And I also tell people that when you habits eventually form into character.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many adults you have seen change their character when you have become an adult.
Yeah.
So it is who he is. But like we said, nobody is perfect. Mm. I mean, that's one thing we all know. But the challenge for many people is when you try to let people feel that, yeah, it's a flaw, but that is how it's supposed to be. That is how, it is not a flaw. You see it as a flaw, it's not a flaw. You know, the lack of humility to accept that. Charlie, miss me, I mean, all of us sitting here, we can't expect 100% from any human. So, Charlie, we can only wish them the best. But for me, at the end of the day, we are looking for who will make this country great. And I have not seen that.
Ben is trying to tell us we are teaching an old dog how to, you know, some new tricks. But so, guys, just take a look at this. Now the picture is clear, isn't it? And in fact, I'm taking a look at X and what's trending is now about some debate and something must happen and someone must compare some records. So we have a perfect set, two sets, right? John and Jane, Doctor and Doctor, you know. the driver and the mate.
Yes, yes.
Then we have, you know.
The mate and the mate.
Okay. Here we go. So, Eben, what do you think about the pairs that we have? John and Jane, Dr. Matthew Opoku-Pempe, and Dr. Mahmoud Bamia.
It's such a big question. Yeah. I mean, like, you have two older people, probably, if you like, much more experienced in life. John Mahama, Jane. Jane is more than 70 years, almost 70.
Yeah, even older than that. Older than that. Yes,
So the two of them, when you look at them, they have a certain advantage of a certain experience.
In terms of age.
And also how they carry themselves, maturity-wise. Yeah. You see the way they speak is a bit different. Of course, when they hit the campaign, there are disadvantages that will go for them.
Because they can run around like the younger ones.
Much younger. So I think that whichever way you see it, these people have some merits and some demerits on the campaign trail. Here too, they have some merits and some demerits. Yeah. I really cannot say much about both of them, but I think that if you're able to push more on your strength so that you don't let much of your weaknesses show up, then it goes for you. If you allow your weaknesses to show up to trouble for you, because I think that John and Jane, both of them seem calm.
Yeah, relaxed.
Relaxed. Even. On the other hand, Bamia is a bit relaxed. Mm-hmm. Now you have one who has more energy.
Yeah.
It's a good complement, but it can also be negative, as we are seeing the signs. So it's just
for you.
Well, for me, I have been following the campaign. I mean, we have because we are in the media space, and I keep like almost every week. We keep hearing fewer and fewer stories or statements from Jane. And that for me is worrying. Because we saw what Bamia did for Nanado. And we are assuming...
We are actually seeing now...
assuming what Napo would do for
Bamia. Not just assuming, we've seen a bit of it.
Well, he has...
The mate has started acting and giving us what he has seen.
And so, because Bamia was the one who got the car for Nanado, we are hoping that... He's hoping that Bamia will get the car for him to also drive. So we are seeing that they are set when it comes to them. It's like they have a strategy and they have a plan all worked out and all that. So this is the time where Eben said that
you feel Bamia Jane should be speaking more as well.
Yes. So Bamia might be relaxing a bit so that Napo will come and take over. That is what we.
So Napo is also doing more fast here.
No, he's going to fight for the car for his mate so that the mate becomes a driver and they promote him. Yeah. But I think that Jane should sit up or she should step up or whatever they say. We want to see more of her. We want to hear more of her. We are not asking her to be like Samira Bamia, who was all over shouting on campaign platforms and all that. No, that's not what we are seeing. But there was something that Rebecca Akufo-Addo did when she was going on platforms and she was making point. And it was in that, you know, because she's matured and all that, there's that thing that people are expecting. We don't hear of her in the news. We hardly get stories from her. She doesn't attend events and all that. That is like, is she even campaigning? I mean, you are the first woman to have been made a running mate. And if you are able to win this, you become Ghana's first female vice president. I mean, if you are not speaking now, should the women in Ghana believe that when you become vice president, you speak for us or fight for us? You're not even speaking speaking now. We are expecting more from you, madam.
Maybe there's a strategy too, because you see, the campaign just started.
Yes, so,
let's be fair.
And then if you are doing, you are talking more, and your talking is bringing more negativity.
But based on the last,
I believe that they have a strategy.
Based on the last campaign, she's doing exactly the same thing that she did when she was nominated the first time.
We have some 5-6 months ago, so let's wait.
But they've nominated her before, and we saw what she did during that whole campaign. So we are hoping that she does something different now, because when they nominated her the first time, she wasn't like, she didn't give that much fire to.
Now you want more energy.
Yes, we want to see that you can fight for us, because we're expecting the women in Ghana to support you and back you. So show us that, look, when we are able to come behind you and support you and back you, and you become vice, you'll be able to fight for us.
Eben says she's, I'm not the one saying it. You're saying she's 17.
No, but I think that you see.
But that's what she said.
You see, in politics, the energy is also critical. Okay, this I think she's 76 for my last year. 75. 70. I have to check the age again.
So you know, the age is a factor.
I'm saying that the age is a factor. Okay. So there's a certain level of campaigning you do not expect from her, but there's also a certain level she can do.
Yeah.
Whichever way, it can work for you or it can go against you.
Okay.
And don't forget, the one who is also so energetic can do things that will go against him, like we have already seen.
Yeah.
Do you get it? So I think that, like I said, feed more on your strengths.
So it's better to speak only when it will help you.
It's necessary, because the period we are in is quite risky.
I was even expecting that during Mohammed's interaction with the media, she would have been present.
She was there to answer some of the questions.
Right. So it wasn't just about sitting there and then Mohammed does all the talking and all that. That's what I'm expecting. Also, now that Mahama is done, maybe it will be her turn to organize something like that, so that we will be able to hear her ideas and all that. Yeah. What I said, we are expecting something from her, and we are hoping that she will show us what she can do now or what she has to offer now, so that when she becomes vice, there are things that will hold her, like, you know, accountable. You said you were going to. I think she's avoiding that too. Maybe she doesn't want to make too many promises, so that when she becomes vice, wouldn't even have anything to say.
You don't overpromise.
She doesn't want to overpromise.
Anyway, guys, it's been amazing having you on this week's edition. Of course, the conversation will continue. So it's been the Bus Stop Diaries. For those of you who missed it, you can just go back to YouTube, My Joy Online, Spotify, TuneIn, Google Podcast as well, and you can just reach out to any of us. We'll send you a playback of this if you missed it. And the conversation is still on social media. My name is Blair Soga, and I'm grateful to Felicia and to Aben for joining us. You never know, maybe one day they'll be the ones fighting for Mufasti. I don't know. But guys, we'll see you again. Enjoy.